I'm kind of enjoying it.
Well, I'm pleased
to see. I'm coming here sending you on. I thought, what's this thing going to be like?
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah. Well, I thought you would, but I didn't want to promise it to you.
No.
That's not fair.
I wondered what he's going to do when you come along with all that.
Well, anything in that nature kind of interests me. I like it. Mm-hmm. And when you mentioned he was in research and doing something like that, I said, well, that'd be kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Be something he can possibly use, they can use for 100 years from now. Look back, see what we had.
Yeah, it is. It just ties in just like that.
That's right.
Because a lot of these things are disappearing. For example, well, we talked about single tree.
Sure.
You just don't see many of those anymore.
No. No, our grandchildren, my grandchildren, church parents possibly wouldn't know what I was talking about right now. If I say I'm going to get a sand tree to hook this plow with, well, he wouldn't know what a sand tree
is. He wouldn't know which end of the plow it belonged to. Oh, you talked about those Indians while ago in their places of business. When we first married, there was still an old Indian courthouse up here. On that Rock Creek Road, you know, where you turn east off of when you came out of Anchorage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, right in the corner, really, I think the road right now is sitting nearly on top of where the spot where the old it was an old hewn log building, one room, I believe it was. And it had one of those old mud dug chimneys on it, and that was a courthouse. Oh, and I don't know why that was just a what we call a county courthouse now.
It was a Choctaw Nation.
Well, this is supposed to be
Chickasaw. It's Chickasaw, that's what I mean.
Did they have a whipping tree there?
Had a whipping
tree.
And
a hanging tree. No, the hanging tree.
And they hung them. And they brought them there. Old Indians, I've heard the old Cub Kemp and them say they, old Bub was a judge in that court. And he said he had set trials for men and come in for trial. They'd try him, sentence him to hang a certain day, and that day he'd be back there. They didn't even put him in jail.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be back
that.
There. And now they say that's the fact. He said, half right in that little courthouse. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
didn't
know what
the
logs took out of that thing.
I don't know yet. Don't know what it last person lived there was Jess Anderson, and wasn't lived there.
Last ones I knew of was Jake
McMurtry. Yeah, Jake.
Somebody lived there, maybe after them. I don't know.
Nah, Jake was last lived there, I think. Tore down after that.
I talked to a half blood Choctaw. He said that he bought his wife a new coat, and a little Indian boy came by and stole it. And they couldn't get that back without going to court. So they went to court, took the boy in court, his mother was there. And sure enough, the boy was convicted, his wife got a coat back, and the boy's punishment was to be whipped.
Yeah.
Right there in front of everybody in the court, by his mother. And they said she really laid it on the boy.
What did she do?
She bet him double. Like that anymore.